Hello and welcome back to the Cine Club podcast. I'm Matthew.
I'm Rhys.
And I'm Billy.
And today we're tackling that classic question, is Keanu Reeves a good actor? Or does he just keep getting lucky with new roles? What do you guys think?
Well, I think it's obvious that you're not a very good actor.
Yes,
oh, wow. Straight out the park there. Okay, I'm not an actor. I'm a people who talks about actors. I'm a people.
You are
I'm
a people. People.
I'm a hive mind, everyone. Put on a t-shirt there.
I'm a hive mind. That's a good one.
So, what do we think? First off, should we start about, well, yes or no?
Yes.
Matthew?
No.
Billy?
It depends on the role. I would say yes.
He has his place. I think he has his place. When he goes out that place, he starts. That's when he starts to be distracted and sucking.
Yeah.
But when he's in that place, he's fine and he's happy.
Yeah.
His best role. What do we think?
Oh, it's Neo.
It's Neo.
Sorry. He's good in The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good in The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, from what else I've seen, whether or not it's a film or just clips from a film, he's not very good. I think he's quite a wooden actor.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen him in that you like?
What have I seen him in? I thought he was, well, for this episode, I watched Speed, right? And I think that's, he's quite good in that because.
The Twitch streamer.
That's just, yeah, Keanu Reeves, he guest starred on there. And Speed just started doing like front flips and that in front of me. He's just like, okay. So, Speed, I think, is a good film for Keanu Reeves because it's built around him as like a kind of star vessel, it feels. He's on the poster. He's the main character. It's peak Keanu as well in like the 90s. He rocked a buzz cut in that film, I think. He had good eyebrows as well. Anyway, enough about that.
Do you fancy Keanu Reeves?
In that film, yeah. Anyway, in back to his actual acting, acting chops.
Yeah, he's back to his acting.
He's not that. He's not that standout. Like a few of his lines are very stunted, I think.
Yeah.
There's a joke at the beginning of the film where he's like, "Oh, Harry, will check the bomb," and he's trying to like tease his mate to go, "Oh, you'll check out the bomb, won't you, Harry?" But he just goes, "Harry, will check the bomb," like completely seriously,
yeah.
And everyone else acts as if it's a joke. I'm like, "Was that a joke, Keanu?" No, it wasn't, mate. No, it wasn't. But for the rest of that film, he's talking in the gruff action hero voice, and he looks like he just comes straight out of Resident Evil. So it really, really works. In places where it does not work is when he tries to be something other than action hero, like in Dracula.
Yeah, that's terrible. Okay. That's inexcusable.
Who's playing Dracula?
Jonathan Harker.
Okay.
His accent, he does a British accent, it's horrendous. It's
is that the Gary Oldman?
Yeah, the Gary Oldman one.
It is laughably bad.
It's like one of the worst performances you'll ever see. Uh-huh. Everyone else is doing quite well in that film, and it's like, it's a really good film, but he just drags it down exponentially.
Because he's the main character in the first third of it, isn't he?
Yeah,
really?
He is. He's pretty much the main character, and he's terrible. So like, you can't really get invested in it properly when he's on screen.
It's the tone of voice he speaks in as well in that film that I can't get over. Because I think to try and hide his accent, he starts speaking slower and in more deliberate ways to make himself sound more English. But that just highlights the accent even more because he's doing it so badly.
Is it like Liam Neeson's American accent, which is still the worst thing ever?
I think it's worse.
You think it's worse?
I don't even know why they cast him as Jonathan Harker. What did Francis Ford Coppola seen Keanu Reeves in to make him play Jonathan Harker?
Well, what had come up by that point? Like Point Break?
Point Break, like Bill and Ted and stuff like that.
He watched Bill and Ted and he was like, yes, get him on the phone now. Speaking of Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted's great. It's a brilliant film.
From what I've seen of Bill and Ted, he's really funny in this.
He is. He's really funny.
He's hamming it up.
Alex Winters is it. He's great in it as well. They're a great duo act, and it's funny. It fits his style of acting really well because like it's all stilted 80s slang, and it's great.
Yeah,
it's really entertaining.
So what you're saying is when it's written for it to be stilted and awkward,
good. So it's written to be like a comedy that doesn't take itself seriously. Mm-hmm. You think he's good in that?
Well, that's why I like him as Shadow the Hedgehog. I think he's really good as Shadow. I like him as Neo, obviously, and I like him as John Wick because they're all sort of stilted characters who haven't really had like a lot of experience. Because like John Wick's, his wife dies and he's sort of a bit of a loner. Shadow the Hedgehog, he had like one friend and then she dies and then he gets locked away, so he's a bit of a loner and he hasn't had much contact with the outside world.
They should probably stop casting Keanu Reeves, who's a widow, as widows.
Yeah,
they should probably stop doing that because he's probably not doing very well for him.
And you know, Neo, he's like a he's a loser until Trinity comes and recruits him. He sits in his computer room writing up programs and he doesn't really have much contact with the outside world outside of his job. Mm-hmm.
So you think he's got like a role he's been funneled into?
Yeah.
By either himself or Hollywood, you think?
But even then, like, he played Duke Kaboom in Toy Story 4.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
He was like, that was a bit out of his usual playground. And I thought that was all right for what a small role it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That helped that he was also animated there.
Yeah, he
didn't have to move his face. Because it's like he's had Botox. He just can't move his face to express himself at all. His eyebrows just stay in place constantly.
I think that might be what it is for me. It's the line delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that he looks like, a mannequin.
It's like he's wearing a mask.
He's acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in John Wick it's quite fine because he doesn't have to speak and move his face at the same time. He doesn't have to speak much in John Wick at all. Like, there's been rankings on TikTok of how
he's got five lines in the full form.
He just goes, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing with John Wick for me is, I think, right, how do I put it? I really admire the dedication that you put into four of these films, especially at his age, you know, where he's being like thrown down staircases and that. The credit goes to them,
the stunt
work as well. I think he's great in the in terms of choreography when you're looking at it and you're like, oh, that's really impressive. But it is when he speaks. There is one bit where I think he's really great where he's not fighting, and it's when the mob boss is
telling... Is this the first one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When the mob boss is telling the son, he's like, oh, you've messed with this guy, John Wick. And instead of... What they could have done was they could have got, like, a flashback of John Wick, like, killing people.
Yeah.
But they got Keanu Reeves to, like, smash a hole in the
ground. Oh, that's such a good scene,
and then
yeah.
scream. I was like, that's cool. I do like that.
Yeah.
But the rest, I can't hack him as an actor.
I'm yet to see him in a bad role. Obviously, I haven't seen his entire filmography, but like I said... Neo, I love The Matrix. I think it's great, and I think he's great in the role. Going back, because I just mentioned it briefly before, Shadow the Hedgehog, like, Sonic's a kid's film, but he does really well as Shadow. He brings that, like, a gravitas to the character, which contrasts with the silliness of, I think, is it Ben Schwartz who plays Sonic, and you've got Idris Elba basically playing Drax, but as an echidna.
Yeah.
And, you've got, they're all sort of goofy and silly, but that's kind of what the Sonic characters are, but he does that really well. Like, I remember, it's funny because when Shadow was obviously, it was said that he was going to be in the film, the two people everyone would say is Keanu Reeves and Hayden Christensen, who are both two people that you would argue cannot act.
I think they're on the same level.
So, like, it obviously shows you what sort of character Shadow is, where he's a bit emotionally stunted. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Keanu Reeves fit that perfectly.
Yeah, I think people, when people are like, oh, Keanu Reeves can't act, and then they get other actor, like, other names who they think can't act, people throw Nicolas Cage in there.
That's really unfair.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage, there's some roles where I'm like, oh, that's a bit of a stinker. But then he's just having so much fun.
Yeah, no.
And he's
got a proper passion, doesn't he?
He really does.
Yeah. Even in like the not so good films he's in, I think Willy's Wonderland, the Five Nights at Freddy's esque film he's in.
Do you like
in.
That one, do you?
Yeah. Well, it was okay. Anyway.
What else is he in? He was in something similar. It was like Mandy.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a hard question saying what else has Nick Cage been in, because I think he would take any job that came his way.
Yeah.
He was in Renfield, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
There's a link back to Keanu Reeves, because Dracula and that, they're both, except Nick Cage is actually decent, unlike...
Yeah, Nicolas Cage.
Unlike Keanu in Dracula.
So we think Keanu, like, he knows his place, he knows what he can do, it's just when people push him out of that place that he gets the accusations of being bad.
Yeah, like, would you expect to see Keanu Reeves in the next Christopher Nolan film?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
But would you expect to see him in the next Robert Rodriguez film?
Yeah,
you would.
In the next, like, John Wick-esque action film, or just any action film in general, he can do that role quite well. Something else. Because I think, for quite a while, Keanu Reeves had a reputation of being like, the worst actor ever. Like,
that. I think he's not the worst actor ever.
Yeah, he's not the worst.
There's loads of actors who are far worse than him.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's quite funny to dog on him, like, when he's doing badly, but when he's just fine most of the time. He's like... unnoticeable at worst, I think.
Yeah, I've seen worse.
But obviously, mm-hmm. something that he does must be working, because he was Johnny Silverhand in Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
There was another Matrix sequel relatively recently.
There was, wasn't there?
And Constantine's getting a sequel at some point. Mm-hmm. And that's another one of his sort of famous roles where he's not a very good casting as John Constantine, but, and I haven't seen the film personally, but people seem to really like it, even DC fans.
Is that the one, is Al Pacino in this? Or is that something else?
But like, you know, John Constantine, he's British. I'm pretty sure he's meant to be from Liverpool. And he's blonde. Who do you cast? Keanu Reeves with black hair.
Could have cast an eight-year-old
Paddy the Baddy.
That would have been
the worst thing ever.
But I think obviously I think he works, and it's obvious that he does work because he keeps getting work. It's a lot of work in a sentence, but you get what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. Mm-hmm. I'll defend him till the cows come home, because like, he's not very good in some films, but what he does works for a lot of the roles that he's given, and he knows that, and the people in charge of making the films know that most of the time.
He was great in SpongeBob as well.
Yeah, he plays
a tumbleweed.
Yeah, he's a tumbleweed, and then his face appears in the tumbleweed.
Oh, right.
He's a magic talking tumbleweed. He just plays himself, essentially.
I was going to put that on the poster, but I couldn't be bothered with all the effort of cutting out a tumbleweed.
That's terrible, that, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that'd be...
But yes, he's good in SpongeBob. He's good. He's good when he cameos as himself. He's good when, obviously, he's good when he's doing his action roles. Just whenever he tries to step out of bounds.
I don't know what the film is, but when he's in the restaurant and he puts the headphones on, he's just got a glass of wine and he just
he's playing himself.
Yeah, he shows up.
I'll give it. He's good in that. That's really funny.
It's like, oh, I'm dating Keanu Reeves. Like, oh no, you're not. And then he shows up and he just puts his headphones on. He's got a glass of wine. He just starts crying his eyes.
So that, yeah, that's really funny. That's good.
That's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he self-aware of...
He's got to be.
Yeah,
if he did that film.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's sort of taken on this moniker recently where he's, like, the wholesome actor.
Yeah.
He's being Redditified, kind of, but...
I don't want to repeat the 2020 Keanu Reeves incident, the breathtaking incident.
You're breathtaking.
That was inescapable
It's kind of what I was saying before. He is self-aware of what sort of roles he fits, and that's why he takes them most of the time now. Mm-hmm. Rather than like Jonathan Harker.
Yeah.
So like, you're not going to see him cast, like Matthew said, in the next Nolan film, because that's just not his style.
Mm-hmm.
A sort of a gritty action film where he doesn't have to say that much. Yeah, that's
it's
his style.
It's in fun films, isn't he? It's in fun films where you can just switch your brain
exactly,
off.
Yeah.
It's every single one of his films that I've seen, it's a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really go wrong with any of them.
Yeah, if he's paired with a great like production team, I think he can do very, very well.
Yeah.
Again, like in John Wick 4, that is one of my, like, that's one of my favourites.
He's in a film where, I don't think it is Constantine. He's in another film that's devil-related, and they put him next to Al Pacino, and he's better than Al Pacino, because Al Pacino's dreadful in that film.
That's a big surprise.
He plays, like, the devil, and Al Pacino's like, I'm the devil, and I'm like, is this, like, real? I thought it was, like, a Family Guy gag.
I think that's all the stilted lines and expressionless faces we have time for in this episode, unfortunately. Now we pose the question to you, though. Do you think he's a good actor? Let us know at cineclub.podcast@sparksunderland.com.
And make sure to check out our socials at cineclubpodcast_spark on Instagram, at the.cineclub.podcast on TikTok, or the Cineclub Podcast on Facebook. They're all good ways to keep up to date on the latest podcast developments.
As always, this episode was recorded and produced by us, the Sunderland University students, as well as being edited by Emily Main. And a special thanks goes out to Steve Cannon, Barbara Sadler, and Richard Berry. And a reminder that our three most excellent hosts this week have been me, Reese,
me, Matthew,
and me, Billy. This has been a Cineclub production for Spark. Thanks for listening.